Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The garden is gearing towards fall, but wait, there's more summer weather happening this week. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make some reservations to visit the garden. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your face mask while in public. To start my walk in the garden, I like to spend a few minutes decompressing at the koi pond, and this week the sweet little Zephranthes candida, or fairy lily, is blooming. This simple white flower is part of the amaryllis family, which you might not guess right off, but it's native to South America and grows best in part shade and moist conditions. As you wander along the path and into the garden, directly ahead is a beautiful Barlaria obtusa, or blue Barlaria. This sweet bush violet is hardy and thrives in mixed growing conditions. It makes a great backdrop or hedge for your garden, while family member Barlaria repens, or coral creeper, is the plant to use if you'd like some soft tangerine-colored flowers in your rock garden or as a border for your garden path. You can see some in the pathway that leads from the lower meadow toward the rose garden. As you continue on, you'll walk right past the Soar Pavilion, which is currently closed, but never fear, there are still plenty of butterflies flitting around the garden, and it's easy to catch them on the purple bedelia, commonly known as butterfly bush, that's been planted in the garden beds surrounding the geometric garden areas. There are even more butterflies to see as you wander on to the salvia garden in front of the staghorn fern collection. This is the time of year that butterflies begin to lay their eggs and prepare for the coming winter. Take a moment to enjoy the lovely Rose of Sharon with its proud show of white and red blooms. There are many Rose of Sharon plants in the garden, which, by the way, are not really a rose family, but they're part of the mallow family. This is one of the most prolific of bloomers. Something to look for in the garden bed just past the Rose of Sharon is a snowdrop anemone. This plant is just beginning to bloom at the edge of one of the beds here and in the lower meadow near the entrance to the children's garden. Another plant worthy of notice this time of year is the beautiful plumbago that grows lavishly throughout the gardens. These blue flowers can be pruned down to ground cover or hedge, as it is at the corner of Tram Road and Creek Lane, or left to its own mounding and trailing growth pattern, as you can see at the corner garden between the lower meadow and the cactus garden. Along this same path to the right side, you see a veritable forest of sea squirrel flower spikes. These only come on after the spring foliage has died back, and if you look at the newest of the spikes just coming out of the ground, you can see why they are part of the asparagus family. This is a large bulb that grows throughout the world, and due to its very bitter taste, it is not fed upon by garden critters. As you continue along this walkway, you'll leave the pavement for a dirt track that leads into the back of a citrus area where there's a forest of Ziziphus jujuba, or Chinese jujube trees. This time of year, the trees are covered with fruit and bright green foliage, which gives them a vibrant color. This deciduous tree can grow up to 40 feet tall and produces a drupe that tastes a bit like an apple. Continuing along Tram Road will take you to Phoebe's Meadow. A few weeks ago, the pink floss silk trees began blooming, and they only have gotten more vibrant. Now the white floss silk trees are joining in the riot of autumn bloom. Just past the meadow to the right side of the walkway, you can see the striking blooms of the firewheel trees. These trees grow in a couple of areas of the garden, and these are the tallest. If you get to the grassy area just past the banyan grove, there are a couple there that are shorter, and you can see these interesting blooms a bit better. Also blooming here is the Cluisa fluminensis tree, a Brazilian tree that grows well along the coast and can be pruned into a hedge or windbreak. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.